From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
This is Peter McIntyre with you once again for the next 15 minutes. Today we'll begin a series of messages upon the sower and the seed. But before we come to God's Word from the Gospel of Luke, let us hear the beautiful words of Jesus, keep me near the cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, where the precious
Over these next few weeks, I would like to talk to you about one of the Lord's most common parables. Parables were the Saviour's regular way of teaching the Word of God to the people. He would often take everyday objects, things that people could see, things that people did, stories that people were aware of, and he told these stories. And then he taught spiritual truth in a very clear way. And many of these stories resonate today, and I'm going to talk to you about the parable of the sower and the seed. And from Luke chapter 8 and the verse 5 we read, a sower went out to sow seed. And then the Lord gave the interpretation. What does this mean? The sower going out to sow the seed. In Luke chapter 8 and the verse 11 he said, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Whenever the Lord was speaking, it is very possible that the people could see a sower, and he would have had his bag of seed, and he was going out into the field, and he was casting the seed broadcast, scattering it, hoping, praying that there will be a harvest in a few months. The sower is going out to sow the seed, and the Lord simply said, this seed represents the Word of God. So let's just think about this for a few moments and discover lessons that we can learn for ourselves. Seed, as we know, is a very precious commodity. In and of itself, it looks so very insignificant. It's small. Some grains of seed are just like dust. Other grains are slightly larger, but they are small. And left to themselves, they will do nothing. If seed is simply left in a cupboard or left in a box, nothing will happen. But when seed is sown into the soil, when the ground conditions are right, and when the seed is irrigated, and when the seed receives the light and warmth of the sun, that seed bursts forth into life and produces a harvest. And the harvest the seed produces is food. Food to feed people. Food for us. Food for the animals. And so within that little grain of seed, as insignificant as it appears, there is all the potential for life, for health, for strength, for vitality. Seeds are little miracle grains, full of life, packed full of nutrients. Therefore, seeds are quite wonderful. And the Lord was simply saying, the Word of God is even more wonderful, because as the grain of seed has all the potential for life within it, so the Word of God is filled with life. You see, everything that we need in order that we might have spiritual life is found in the Word of God. It is so important that we know that our sins are forgiven. There's nothing more vital than this. How can our sins be forgiven? You see, we are sinners before God. We are separated from God on account of our sin. And if we are to come to God, if we are to know that God is our Father, then it is so important that our sins are forgiven. And we cannot run away from the sin question. If someone dares to put his or her hand up and say, I'm not a sinner, well, we know that that person is a liar. In fact, the Bible says that. If any man say that he hath no sin, he is a liar. The truth is not in him. We are sinners because we are separated from God. We are separated from a holy God. And we need to know that our sins are forgiven, that we might have eternal life. And the Bible contains the answer for this. The Apostle Paul, speaking many years ago to the Philippian jailer, and he was a man at the end of himself. There was an earthquake. The doors of the prison had burst open. He thought the prisoner surely had escaped. And when he came down, he heard a message filled with life. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul said, and thou shalt be saved. And this is why the Bible is so important, because within the scriptures there is the message of life, and that life is centered upon a man, and that man is Jesus Christ, because John wrote, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word of God is precious seed. Never regard the Word of God, the Bible, as just another book. It is not just another book. The Bible is God's Word. You say, how can I know the Bible is true? Well, let us think about how the Bible has been preserved. It has been preserved through the generations. It has been preserved from the days of Moses, through the days of David, through the days of the great kings of Israel, the prophets. Over a period of thousands of years in the Old Testament, the Word of God was preserved. And then the Word of God was added to in the New Testament through the writings of the apostles. And the Bible hangs together as one glorious and miraculous theme. You cannot discover this in any of the other holy books. Throughout all of the centuries, there is one theme. From the moment that Abel was killed by his brother Cain in the Garden of Eden, we see the theme of the shedding of blood, because Abel brought a lamb to be offered. And whenever John the Baptist introduced the Lord Jesus Christ, he lifted up his hand and said, "Behold the Lamb of God." You see, this theme that runs through the scriptures, it is all focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. But to really know that the Bible is genuine, you need to come to the Gospels. And there you look at the heart of the scripture, the facts of Christ's life. And if you are to say that the Bible is not genuine, then you need to argue there never was a man called Jesus Christ. He did not live, he did not die, he did not rise again. And the resurrection is the most important fact of all, because this is one solitary event in the history of the world. Jesus Christ rose again. And there were 500 witnesses that saw him, and these people were named. They were named within their own lifetime, when people would know who they were. These people were mentioned. We know that Jesus Christ died and that he rose again, because we have the historic documents, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. Many people have tried to discover discrepancies, errors within these Gospels. They have not been able to do so. They all hang together as one unit, telling the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible is this precious seed because it reveals the story of the Saviour. The farmer who regards his seed as just a grain of dust, he's a fool. He will neglect that which he needs for his own profit. He will neglect that which he needs, which can feed the world, because that's what seed does, it feeds the world. We cannot neglect the precious seed. The person who looks upon the Bible as just another book, the person who looks upon the Bible as a story of legends, the person who looks upon the message, the Lord Jesus Christ, as some mere philosophy, interesting, but doesn't necessarily have to be true, that person is a fool, because that person is neglecting the very thing that will give him or her eternal life. This is precious seed. There's something very pure about seed. Seed that is able to produce life. A miraculous little grain that's filled with purity and vitality. The Word of God is pure. There are no errors in it. There are no discrepancies in it. This is why the Bible has been preserved. This is why it has lasted through the ages of time. But we are told that the sower went out to sow the seed. This is the responsibility of the church, to get the message of the gospel out. This is why we're on the radio today. We're scattering the seed over the airwaves. I pray that you will receive the seed today, that you will receive this message of Christ. You will embrace the Lord Jesus Christ, who can give you life. We're living in such a troublesome world. We're living in days that are filled with great fear and uncertainty. But here is the word of life. The Apostle Peter talked about being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The word of God is a self-propagating seed. It continues to seed itself in hearts and in lives. You see, the word of God, as it is backed by the irrigation of the Holy Spirit, by the sunshine of God's love, the word of God, when it is committed to the heart of a man or woman, produces life. Oh, I pray that you will receive this life today. Don't ignore the Bible. Don't ignore the seed. Don't turn away from it. Come to know Jesus Christ today and be born again of the Holy Spirit. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.